Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning. Does Kelly keep a giant tub of boiled peanuts or Lay's potato chips by her mic? See what she's eating at KidTV.com.
I am the only one allowed to call myself a fat tub of goo.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I wish I had a big old hot bag of full peanuts right now.
Are they
so good? They're better when they're hot.
Yeah, they're moist.
Mm. Yeah. I tell you what, we don't have that, but we got some really good salmon back there. Back there by the refrigerator.
Yeah, salmon.
So early.
Dude, it's good.
The chicken brought it.
Yeah.
And I'm already sick to my stomach because of a story I'm going to tell you guys.
Yeah?
Y'all nervous about telling it?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm just, it's more like, oh, it's embarrassing. This is the thing. It's not something I did that's embarrassing.
Right.
I'm embarrassed that I'm telling the story. Okay.
So what's the situation?
Have you ever, this is going to be one of those of you just overheard a friend talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't saying nice things or maybe something you wouldn't expect them to say.
Okay.
And they didn't know you were in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I want your opinions on this, maybe what I should do or what you think's going on here. But
okay,
my feelings are hurt. Okay. You know, there's enough hurdles to get over when you kind of start dating someone. I would say, like, there's a sort of boyfriend I have. Mm-hmm. So we went out to dinner.
Sort of boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out to dinner this
week. Too
early
to label it, JC.
We'll
don't judge.
We'll call him sort of boyfriend.
I like them. I don't like saying it until they say it. So sort of boyfriend. Whatever.
Right.
Picks me up. Great time. Dinner. Have such a good time. Get dropped off because I'm going to go back over to where he lives so we can watch a movie, but I didn't have my car.
Okay.
So in case I, say whatever.
In case. Meaning
whatever.
I'm staying.
Yeah, exactly. So I go back home to get my car, and I'm like cloud nine, like Disney movie song break. Like, I'm like, literally, like,
isn't that a great feeling?
Like, I feel like you could film me going around my apartment, like, getting clothes for work, putting my computer in my bag.
Bouncing.
I mean, I seriously am like, 20 minutes, like, it could have been like a commercial for happiness.
I know.
I'm like,
it's
been a long time.
I'm like, Disney. I'm like, Disney hands around. I'm like, this was so great. I'm so happy. 20 minutes later, I'm driving over to sort of boyfriend's house.
Yeah,
like, this is just great.
Come on.
Door unlocked, like, ready for me, put my purse down, you know, take my shoes off, like, bound up the stairs. I mean, I feel like, you know, wise words from a Bachelor contestant. I'm like, full of sprinkles. I'm like,
your heart has love sprinkles.
I'm like,
sorry,
I'm like,
you did what up the stairs?
Like, I'm bound. I'm like this, like, I'm like a glitter balloon. I'm like, and so I start to get to the top of the stairs, and I hear him. I hear, like, conversation, but he lives with his best friend. I'm like, whatever. But, you know, bedroom door is open.
Still happy.
So I literally am like, you know, gonna, like, run in the room and be like, happy's here, you know?
Love sprinkles are here.
I wasn't really gonna say that, but it's just like, I'm here and I'm happy, okay? So stop the happy music.
Okay.
Oh, because it suddenly ain't happy no more, I guess.
All right.
I hear talking from my best friend, and I, like, I literally do like 5 steps into the room because I was running.
Yeah.
I was in such a good mood, you know.
Okay.
So I'm like 5 steps in.
Did it hear you pouncing in there?
No. And I wasn't quiet downstairs. No, I think I was like on clouds. So there was no noise. So I walk in and best friend's backs to me and I hear this. And if you go to this event on Friday, that gives you an excuse not to take Jenna out for Valentine's Day. And then faces turn and look at me, and I go, I responded before that even registered. I go, because, you know, you're thinking a few things there when you hear that. Like, has sort of boyfriend been saying he wants an excuse? What's even going on here?
Right.
Or is that just him being selfish? What's going on here, right? So I go.
You stop bouncing and pouncing, right?
Oh, no, I go, that was perfect blanking timing, huh?
So you weren't emotional at all.
No, I just go,
laughing it off.
I smiled and I go, that was perfect blanking timing. I go,
right.
You guys are unbelievable. Turned around, went down the stairs.
Oh.
I didn't even stop to put my shoes back on. I went out of the house with no shoes or nothing.
It's like a rom-com.
Jenna, why did you react that way?
Jesus?
That might have been an overreaction.
No, I didn't yell. I didn't do anything. I just go, that
you
was
just left?
The timing. Because with no response, so I went downstairs and I got my car and I would have, like, killed Bieber.
Well, you're
in
the girl that is driving down the interstate. Pull over now. I'm walking. She's that girl on the interstate.
There's two ways girls usually react.
My glitter balloon
burst.
Was popped by some, like, guy in single prison. Shank,
but you didn't know what was going on at that point. I don't.
This is the thing. There's no context. That was the excuse. Later.
Yeah.
So, there's no context
maybe.
For that being okay.
So
it was so specific to me. It was so like, and this person's one of my good friends.
It hurt you.
So why didn't you just say, oh, that's cool. We can go do this on Valentine's Day. Why was it so you have an excuse to not take out Jenna on Valentine's Day? It was very specific.
What makes you know, that's how guys talk, man.
I know.
Yeah, just goofing and ribbing each other.
And it hurts my feelings because I'm like, I don't even care about Valentine's Day.
Guys hate Valentine's Day, though. See, that's the thing.
We do.
And they're goofing around with each other.
I don't have to do anything on Valentine's Day. I don't care. I'm actually pretty cool about it. If you had something to do, that's fine.
If you didn't care, then why are you acting like that?
No, I'm saying I don't care if we have Valentine's plans, but if you're looking for an excuse to get out of it...
It's not even about that. That's the way guys just chat
with each
other.
Did they explain it to you later after they raced after you to track you down and bring you back?
No, Jenna was running out. Jenna walking out of the house with
did they even try to get you to stop?
Yeah. I mean, it's not even sort of boyfriend that I'm upset with because he's like, I don't even know what that was. You know, that's not what I'm worried about. It's more like the friend not. I would think that the friend would want me. I'm pretty cool and my friend.
No, yeah, that's the friend.
Wait a minute, you're leaving
Jenna,
your boyfriend.
You are sabotaging this already.
Ready? Here's the real kicker. The event, event on Valentine's Day that was being referred to as the excuse for not taking me out.
Please don't tell me it was midget wrestling at Big Al's.
It's the most eligible bachelor contest that the friend entered both of them in on Valentine's Night.
Oh!
He's not eligible!
But see, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's not eligible.
Okay, there's the excuse.
It gets worse. The proceeds from the eligible bachelor event go to cats. Cats.
Jenna hates cats.
Cats.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them.
What? I don't even know where to start with this.
Eligible bachelor contest for cats.
He may have entered because of a favor for a friend or something.
Yeah, maybe this is
for dogs.
You're not even officially a couple. It's sort of boyfriend.
Right.
The guys are just goofing around. Let's do it for charity. I got to do it. Somebody's pestering me, so I signed you up.
Right. Yeah.
Jenna, how did you handle this?
She just told me she ran out.
No, it's not over yet.
You've had time to calm down.
Calm down. Now what have you done with this information?
You left that night, though. You left and went home?
Yeah.
She's
gone.
I didn't want to ruin the night. I didn't want to ruin the night with sort of boyfriend. I'm not mad at him.
So you just took off?
No,
that didn't ruin the night?
No, I went after I was asked to come back. He was going out of town, so I had to. But I haven't talked to the friend. He sent me a long apology. I'm upset because this person's my friend, too. So this is the thing. I don't care about Valentine's
Day. You're taking
it
personally. It's not personally against you.
Well, Jenna makes it personal.
But that's here's the thing. He's probably telling his friend.
No, my name makes it personal.
Here's how it's personal. The guy, your pseudo-boyfriend is saying, this bachelor thing you signed me up for, that's on Valentine's night. How am I going to do this? Because I got Jenna. And he's like, well, maybe if you take her out before, then you can skip out on taking Jenna on Valentine's night. It was probably that innocent
you,
that you would
careful.
Understand because it's for charity.
Or,
and you've blown it up.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
No, you're not fine with
a bachelor event. I care about this person being one of my best friends saying
say
behind my back.
It's not even about
it wasn't
you.
About behind your, that
it's
wasn't mean.
You have an excuse to not take Jenna out on Valentine's
Day. Yes.
Because you've already signed up for charity.
So that...
Am I wrong?
Even sort of boyfriend was telling me that was a terrible thing for him to say.
Because he's trying to get in.
Yeah, he wants. Yeah,
exactly. He's going to say that.
And you're going to play
sleeping
crazy,
with his best friend.
You're right. You go ahead and play that crazy psycho music because I'm the only person.
You're
I'm
not,
the only
Jenna.
Girl that would be upset. Yeah,
it's normal. It's because us guys, our relationship is very difficult to.
Oh,
understand.
I know what it is. It's a selfish thing. It's that you get threatened by time spent with someone else. So he wants to go to the bachelor thing. So he wants his friend to go with him. I'm fine with it. That's not the point. You go do your eligible bachelor, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about that. I don't want you to be coming up with excuses not to me on Valentine's Day. I'll give you an excuse.
Guys,
she's
talk to each other.
Am I wrong? Yeah. I don't mean to hurt your feelings,
no,
Jenna.
I'm not. I haven't said anything, though.
Dude.
You are now. Boy. Ooh.
Dude, we're sitting around talking. Me and JC and whoever. We're sitting around talking, and we're talking about something that we could go do. We could go to a basketball game. Basketball game happens to be on Valentine's Day. That'd be a good excuse to not have to hang out with Kenzie on Valentine's Day, though.
Well, why would
he
take her out?
Why would
he want
her out on Thursday night?
And
you have an excuse not to take her out on Friday night.
Do you understand, though, before you're like really have like shared feelings with someone, that makes you kind of go second level and think, well, maybe he's been vocalizing that he needs an excuse.
I see how you could think that.
Because he's already committed to the charity, it would be bad for him to pull out, but now he's got feelings for you.
I see how you could think that.
That's what he's probably talking to him about.
I'm fine with that.
I see how you could think that. But like Al said, if we're sitting there and he does
the... Valentine's Day. It's about someone that I would think
I
would encourage me of dating his friend because we were also best friends.
But
he's
guys,
not discouraging you from dating him. He's discouraging from one night.
He's just being a guy. Because Al could have said that to me and said, oh, that way you don't have to take Kenzie out for Valentine's Day. If Kenzie walks up the stairs and catches practice of saying that, I'm going to turn and go, ow, how dare you? But if Kinsey happens, my wife happens to not come into the room and Al says that, I'll go like, yeah, that's legit, man.
Yeah, right?
That's how we are.
It is all context, but the thing is, this is my issue. I have to either, I can't unhear that and it hurt my feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was...
If that hurt your feelings, you might as well just quit homeboy now.
Well, you guys are crazy.
We say way worse.
You're overreacting.
Yeah, the dude didn't. Oh,
I'm sorry.
We say way worse things.
But how am I overreacting? I haven't like broken anything off, and I'm not doing anything.
But you still don't see how this was an innocent conversation.
Yeah, you gotta
Now you're gonna drive a wedge between your pseudo boyfriend and the best friend.
No, I won't. I'll lose that every time. I'll never do that.
The best friend's trying to suck up to you to make it right. You need to let him off the hook. You need to let the friend off the hook.
I think it's, I just don't know why it has to be so specific.
You're
the girl he's dating. That's why it's specific.
This is how.
Being very girly right now.
We just say dumb things, Jenna.
I can't believe you guys are telling me, I should be girly.
You should be girly. Like, in high school.
Especially if it's someone that's hurt me before and I'm a little worried about it.
Right.
You know?
The best friend has hurt you before or the boyfriend has hurt you before? The sort of boyfriend.
But you're not even mad at the pseudo boyfriend. You're mad at the friend.
Yeah, you got to make up your mind who you mad at first. Because you're saying you're mad at him, but...
Until a girl is sure about how someone feels about them, if you overhear a best friend saying, oh, that gives you an excuse to not take her out on Valentine's Day, it might make you feel like they've been talking about this before. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Man. Because of the commitment to the charity.
It just took you out.
But it's still, he committed to it. Committed to it.
Shauna, is there hope for Jenna?
Oh, yeah. Jenna, I am actually married to the guy that did that to me.
See?
And we were together and on Valentine's Day before we got married. We were together. He brought a teddy bear in. We had a great time. And then his buddy was like, hey, let's just go. Let's just get out of here. I mean, he just darted out of the house. I took off running through the apartment complex, and I was like, are you blanking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really? And his buddy was like, yeah, we have plans. And I was like, uh-uh. And I just left. And I lived 3 hours from him, and I mean, I left on that day. And he called me like 2 days later, I'm so sorry, I love you, and now we're married.
See? So... You're going to get married, Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked out your dress yet?
I don't want a wedding. See, I'm not low maintenance, and you guys say I'm crazy.
You're low maintenance.
That's not low maintenance,
You're low
Jenna.
Maintenance.
If you run out of the apartment because you walked in on a conversation, I'm sorry. That's not low maintenance. You're emotionally high maintenance.
Whatever. I can't believe you guys don't have my back on this.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you not blow what could be a really good thing.
I'm not laughing at you. Yes, I am. But I'm laughing at the situation more than I'm laughing at you. I don't mean the situation on Jersey Shore. Sure. This is ludicrous. I mean, this is just...
Now, you regale us on a daily basis about the stupid things you do. Your girlfriend's mad at you right now.
Yeah, she's mad at me right now. But you know what? I'm okay.
Of course, that's not the point. She probably doesn't care that you're okay.
But my point is...
The point is, this is one of my best friends that hurt my feelings. Okay. That's all. It's not that I can't get over it.
Hold on.
It's okay, go ahead.
Cheryl has Jenna's back here. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hey, Jenna. I do have your back on this one. I don't think you overreacted. It was just the way it came out. You were on cloud nine and happy, and all of a sudden your bubble just got bursted.
It could have been worse.
You could have slapped him in the face.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
No, I just left.
You were just really high up there, and you were really excited, and you got brought down really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, her balloon got bursted.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. What, Al?
Nothing.
What's Al after?
Nothing.
Nothing. Let's do the Bruno Mars thing.
No, we already did it.
Oh.
Jenna, I'm sure it'll work out.
It's going to work out. You got to let the friend off the hook.
You are not the first one that has gone through this.
Don't take that personally.
I'm not still mad at the friend. I was just sharing a story with you guys that apparently had no right to be mad in the first place.
We're just trying to help.
It's a funny story. It's not... funny for the reason that you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny that you.
Oh, I think it's
a funny story. It's a funny story.
But I left. What was I supposed to do? Sit there and laugh? Like, oh yeah, you hate me?
Yeah.
Like you could have like, what are you guys talking about? Yeah. I mean, you could have just been like, what are you saying behind my back?
Right.
Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Blank and leave.
Share your thoughts on the Kid Craddock Facebook page and let us know what you think. I'm sure a lot of you girls have your back.
Honey, apparently a lot of girls are going to have your back.
They will.
Because they're all still in their 20s.
But I run away
us
when
old
I'm like,
seasoned people
man.
Who have seen
Hold on.
How
oh,
a
mom.
Little bit of nothing can destroy Pat. Just listen to us.
Can
we have ruined
relationship.
More relationships than you've had. You know what I'm saying? So listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
We're not trying to hurt your feelings. We're trying to protect what could be a good relationship.
And I can't talk. My relationship's wonderful right now.
Oh, please. You are on a fast train to D-Town.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars. Call now.
Yeah, call now.
Call now.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 7. 3 songs are off the board, and if you're just waking up and hearing this, we're trying to give you some money with Bruno Mars.
Yeah. No, he's doing the halftime at the big game.
Yeah, doing the halftime show.
Yeah.
So if you pick the correct song that he's going to kick off the halftime show with,
you win.
You could win some money depending on the Vegas odds. Up for grabs now, we have $200 with Treasure, $600 with Just the Way You Are. Mary, you will get you $700. Gorilla, not favored to be the first song,
mm-hmm.
would get you $1,000.
All right.
And if you're wondering how Bruno is feeling about playing the halftime show.
How is Bruno feeling?
Well, he did a press conference yesterday, Al, and they asked him if he's ready to play the big game halftime show.
The Super Bowl halftime show is always a spectacle, and it's also, it could be a career breaker or a career maker or excel.
Thanks.
Where are you? Well, I mean, all eyes are on you, Bruno. So where are you? Where's your head at? Like, what kind of a spectacle are you going to bring for halftime?
No matter where I perform, I gotta, it's my job to uplift the people. So whether I'm performing at a graduation party, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, the Grammys, the Super Bowl, I'm gonna give it all I got. And whatever happens, happens. But I ain't scared, if that's what you think.
No, not scared, but it.
Sit down! No, just kidding.
What kind of press conference is this?
I'm going to book Bruno Mars for a graduation party.
No, book him for my birthday.
I will, Kelly. I'm going to call it right now. Mars for Kelly's birthday.
I don't think you can afford him, Big Al, man. Maybe Teresa might be able to afford him after she wins a little bit of money. Right, Teresa?
Yes.
Teresa, you have 4 songs to choose from.
Mm. Choices are dwindling, but the cash amounts are still great.
Mm-hmm. We still have some great cash amounts. Do you know what song Bruno Mars will kick off halftime show with?
Just the Way You Are.
Now, if he sings Just the Way You Are.
Okay. 6-1 odds.
6-1 odds. So if we put down $100, what would she get in return, JC?
$600 for Teresa if this is the first song.
That's what you get. $100 wins you $600. So that's what you would win.
All right.
That's what I would take then.
Okay.
Dang right, that's what you would take, Teresa.
Well, I know you're going to be watching that Super Bowl halftime show now.
Don't you know it?
All right, Teresa. Well, good luck and thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I love y'all.
Love
all right.
You.
Oh, we love you too.
Oh, now I want her to win.
Sure, there's a big football game going on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like Kelly Raspberry, you're not really interested in the game. You might want to go watch a movie or two. And to let you know what movie you should go watch instead of the game, you should talk to Gray Drake.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Gray.
Well, there is kind of the anti-football movie in theaters this weekend.
There is.
What is that?
It is called Labor Day. And it stars labor, right? Ladies, am I right?
Yeah, holla.
Yeah, this is that Kate Winslet movie.
Uh-huh, it is.
And that Josh super Brolin. Violent Josh Brolin.
That super violent Josh Brolin.
Right.
Is he playing himself in the movie? Because I know he's like a criminal running from the law.
I know that. That's what's crazy is that this. Well, he's playing a guy that's been caught, which is unlike real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so apparently Kate Winslet doesn't. She has not spoken to Diane Lane, and she ends up falling in love with Josh Brolin's character, who's an escaped convict.
Oh,
and by the way, for anybody that's considering falling in love with an escaped convict, mm-hmm. I just want to be really clear that they never look like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, sometimes they might.
Gray, with enough drinks, anyone can look like
anyone. You can drink them pretty.
Now, I haven't seen the movie, but I'm just going to go out on a limb. I bet he didn't do it. Every prison letter I get, none of them have ever done it.
In fact, there really is a lot to the story. It's very complicated.
I got to be honest, the preview is all that I've seen for this, and it looks, maybe it's just whoever did the previews for the movie company, because it looks so cheesy.
It actually really is. And as a lady that loves chick flicks, this one was even a little too sweet for me.
Oh, really?
Why would Kate Winslet do this? She's an Oscar-winning actress.
Well, it's not without its great moments.
Is it after Labor Day that you're not supposed to wear the white pants and stuff?
Yes.
Well, that rule's kind of been thrown out the window.
Exactly. And also, you're not supposed to fall in love with escaped convicts.
Mm. Got it.
I don't know. There's some pretty hot girls in womenbythepen.com.
Oh, God. No, it's not the women that's the problem. Lady convicts are sexy.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot about convicts. So the thing about it is that it's not without great moments. It's directed by Jason Reitman, who did Juno. And there's a lot of tension. It is really beautiful in parts, but I did have to schedule a trip to the dentist afterwards because I got a cavity from the sweetness.
Oh, man. Okay, do we have some other options?
You do. Labor Day is right now, it's only at about 50% on the tomato meter. It's split in critics right down the middle. The other pick of the week is That Awkward Moment.
Oh, I want to see that.
Which I'm happy to say I've created a lot of on the show.
And Zac Efron is in this?
Uh-huh. High School Musical himself, along with Michael B. Jordan from a movie called Fruitvale Station this year, and Miles Teller, who was in 21 and Over last year and an independent movie called The Spectacular Now. So these three dudes are the future of Hollywood, right? They're fantastic, and I really like them. And this movie is about three young guys that just want to sleep with girls and have fun. And that awkward moment they're referring to is when a lady looks at them and says, "So," and then a relationship question follows.
Oh man, I do that like on the regular.
So where is this going? So what are we doing?
Well, for Zac Efron,
he went to rehab.
Right, exactly. That is what he's doing. So this is supposed to be an R-rated raunchy comedy, right?
Yeah.
I was so bored.
Really?
It was boring?
Yeah, I thought it was way boring because you know what I started thinking of? All the better R-rated raunchy comedies I could think of.
Yeah, that awkward moment when the R rating is boring.
Totally. Listen, if all you want to do is go to this movie and see a bunch of hot guys doing hot guy things, sometimes with their shirts off, y'all better just park across the street from a fire station. You know, that's a way better bet than this movie.
And it's free.
Right?
Yes, exactly. It's economically really responsible.
True.
So I went with a girlfriend to see this movie who's, like, I'm a little older than the guys in the movie, and she is their age. And she thought it was hilarious. She likes Twilight and young adult stuff, and she laughed the whole time. And to me, I was like, well, that girl just hadn't seen that many movies. So whichever camp you're a little bit closer to, you'll know your reaction to this film, I think. But
yeah, I think when people don't go to the movies that often, they're just so happy to be there.
Yeah,
they're a little bit more forgiving.
Right.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, so there are a couple good jokes in this movie, and Miles Teller, I think, is one of the funniest comedic actors working today. He's so funny, and we can expect to see all of these guys a lot more from here on out. But critics are mostly siding with me right now. It's 28% rotten right now.
Not good.
And to be fair, R-rated raunchy comedies never really score very high with critics. There's always somebody that has an attitude about, you know, oh well, in the good old days we had Porky's. But
yeah, that was intelligent comedy.
Yeah, right. Well, I sat through this one, and I just was just wishing that I could go dye my own private parts orange with self-care.
Oh, wow.
Which is something from the movie. That's not just something I do by myself.
Okay, but Gray, if you weren't happily taken and in a relationship and you wanted a younger guy, you would recommend going to the movie just to pick up some young guy or girl?
Yeah, I would recommend that because that way you don't have to talk to him. You can just sit in the back and make out the whole time. Definitely. Yeah, that's movie theater is totally the place to pick up people because you know you share the same interests and you also want to get away from something at the same time.
Right.
It's not a great week at the movies. There are a couple of alternatives to the big game, but since I'm a Denver Broncos fan, I'm glad that I've already seen these pieces of junk.
So a piece of junk weekend. They planned it outright for the Super Bowl.
A little bit. So I'm going to be cheering on my Broncos.
All right. Well, Gray, I'm going to have to let you go because my good buddy Andy Garcia is on the phone, so I'm going to talk to him instead.
Yeah, his movie. Cool. What's it called, JC?
At Middleton? Yeah.
Have you gotten a sneak peek of that? A peek of that yet, Gray?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll tell you what. Andy Garcia, Godfather 3, and the Ocean's 11 series.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
I would like to massage his eyebrows and kiss him on the mouth.
Have you ever interviewed him before? Because he seems so serious and kind of intimidating.
I know. I actually never have. So could you guys, like, talk me up?
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely talk you up.
Thank you. So that way I can walk in and just be like, hey.
JC mentioned me before in an interview, so.
Yeah.
Word.
If you remember.
All right, great. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and Andy Garcia, huh?
Andy Garcia.
Wait, so you saw the movie?
I saw the movie, and so I'm the only one allowed to interview him.
Yeah, because none of us have seen it, yeah, not even Gray Drake.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that all right with you if we just kind of leave?
I'm going to run to the deli.
Well, I'll have a Latino
see,
interview right now.
And I'm not going to do it because the last time I was the only one with JC interviewing a Latino, Enrique Iglesias.
Just left out.
Yeah, and I felt so left out. I didn't know if they were making fun of me or just like
pressing
on each other or what was going on.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, we did.
Okay, right. Well, if you're cool with it, we're going to let you handle
Absolutely.
It solo.
Is Andy ready?
Adios.
Andy's ready.
All right, good luck at you.
Get out of here.
All yeah. right.
Hola, Andy. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. Thank you for that.
Andy, I just watched your movie At Middleton, which is out in theaters on January 31st. I got to say, man, I really enjoyed the movie.
Thank you very much.
It's a romantic comedy, and it has two married people that are kind of falling in love throughout this movie. And it happens in one day, right?
Yes, it happens all in one day at a college campus and where they take their kids to orientation, but the kids don't want them around, and they end up sort of playing tour hooky together, you know?
I just really like that you were able to put what we go through in college all within a day. I mean, these two people did everything that you're supposed to experience in college just in like a few hours, including Andy Garcia, a little twerking action.
That's right, exactly.
With your dancing though, Andy, did you go into there knowing what moves you're going to do? Like you knew you were going to do the twerk?
Not at all. But all the day, listen, there was no rehearsal in this movie. We just showed up and, we did it, you know. I didn't even know what song was going to be on there. So it was just me reacting to this
right.
song.
Was that when you guys were partaking in some illegal stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it wasn't illegal in Washington where we shot it.
Oh, so you guys were able to, like, have real stuff if you needed it.
Oh, no, we didn't have real stuff.
And any pranks go on this set?
What the pranks you that were on screen? They're in the movie.
They're already in the movie because I know you've worked with George Clooney, and I've heard he's quite the pranker.
Oh yeah, he is. Yes, no. Like I said, our pranks are in the movie. We didn't have time for pranks. You know, we just had time to do it. You know.
And before I let you go, best prank that has been played on you by George Clooney, because this has been in the news quite a bit.
He's never really played prank on me, to tell you the truth. He's played prank on a lot of people, but not me.
Because he's scared of you. He's scared of you. That's what
it is,
Andy.
No, not at all. No, not really. I've been outside of the. I've been outside of that.
Andy Garcia, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me, and I'll make sure that I get people to go watch At Middleton because I really, really enjoyed it, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars. Bang, bang, call now.
Oh, I love this song. 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We'll do caller number 11.
11.
Number 11.
11!
Three songs to pick.
Ooh.
To see if you can win some money with Bruno Mars during the halftime show. If he performs the song you pick first, the only ones we got left is Marry You, Treasure, and Gorilla. You could win some money. That simple.
Easy.
Nice to interview Andy Garcia. He was extremely excited, as you could tell.
It sounded fine.
He was.
He's a serious guy.
I don't think he liked
it. He takes himself very seriously.
I don't think
you bonded with Espanol. How could he not like you?
I tried to bond with the Espanol, but he... I felt like the Heisman was just given to me the whole time.
No, it sounded fine. You're too hard on yourself.
Would you like a 5-second test to see if you're a good liar? Real quick?
Absolutely.
You could also do this in your car or wherever you are listening to our show.
All right.
All you got to do is take your index finger.
Okay. Got it.
I want you to draw a Q on your forehead.
A Q?
Yeah, the capital Q on your forehead.
Are we doing it like in reverse? Like we're getting
however you just draw a Q on your forehead.
Okay.
You guys all do your Qs?
I did mine in cursive and lowercase.
I did mine capital and for others to see.
And this is scientific, so it's true.
Okay.
If you drew the Q with the bottom tail pointing to the left...
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
So somebody looking at your forehead would read it normally. Yes. That means you're aware of how people perceive you, and you're a good liar.
Yeah.
If you drew it the other way,
I do it the other way.
Can we
you're
say
stupid.
Actor? can we say actor?
No, it's lying.
I know, but I mean it's the same thing, right?
You can't be a thespian.
So if you drew it to the opposite way, where the people looking at you would see it correctly, that means you're a liar.
If you did it to the right side,
I did.
So it would be backwards to somebody looking at your forehead. Yeah. That means you're more of an introvert, and you're bad at lying.
Introvert.
Oh yes, I'm an introvert.
I don't think I was an introvert.
This is a really great study.
Why doesn't that mean, since I drew it so other people could see, that I think about I put others before me?
Yeah, exactly.
And Al's narcissistic and self-involved. He just drew the Q for himself.
I'm not the scientist.
Why is it Q? Why be R?
I think this is the stupidest study ever, and somebody wasted a lot of money on it.
Or an S.
Business Insider did this. I mean, Business Insider
is stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah. Mary, you think Business Insider is stupid?
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Mary, you are our 11th caller, which means we're going to let you choose one of the three songs remaining for Bruno Mars' halftime show.
Okay. What? I want to go with Treasure.
You are going to go with Treasure. That's
a good choice.
That has the best odds at 2-1.
All right.
Which means, best odds, which also means $200.
$200.
Not just some of the other ones, but that's still $200 more than
you have. Hey, if you win, that's exactly right.
More than I had.
Exactly, Mary. That means you are the favorite to win this contest so far. And probably.
I'm so surprised nobody picked it yet.
Yeah, well, I guess people want to take a little bit of a risk, you know?
I understand.
So, watch the game. You'll find out if you win during halftime with Bruno Mars, and then hopefully we'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mary Herman just locked down Treasure.
All right.
Off the charts.
She locked it down.
What's left?
Mary You and Gorilla are left.
Okay.
Mary You is 7-1, get you $700, and Gorilla would get you $1,000 at 10-1.
All right.
There you go.
And he'll probably, I just don't think that Gorilla song is even.
That's a closer.
What if he does surprise everybody and you win $1,000?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Come on.
Yeah.
At least you have a chance.
Sure.
What if I got his phone number and I want to call him and tell him to perform it?
What if he called to check the odds and he's got a homeboy, a homegirl, and said, hey, baby, I can manipulate this, make it where you win $1,000.
Then he goes to prison for doing that. Let's go to Kelly's car.
Okay.
That's where Emma Kelly is.
Yes.
Well, you know, Emma Kelly and I, big, huge football fans.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man, we're like practically putting grease paint under our eyes.
That's
we're
not
so
what you
excited.
Put under yours, but that's fine.
What do you put? What's that black schmutz stuff?
This black schmutz stuff.
Yeah.
Just eye black.
Isn't it grease paint?
I don't know what it is.
They call it eye black.
You correcting me?
Like
I'm not correcting you. But...
Well, if you don't know, don't correct me.
All right.
So I picked her up from school yesterday.
You're the biggest corrector in the room.
Well, if you better know what you corrected me about, you better come correct. You come and you think I'm wrong. You better know I'm wrong.
Grease black. I'm going to Google grease black. What'd you say?
Grease paint?
It's actually.
Black is, I mean, they're stickers these days.
It's made out of melted Crayola crayons, Kelly, and then they put it in these little tubs and then you put it on your eyes.
Oh, wait, ready?
So is that.
It started as black petroleum based grease.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, damn.
Booyah. Right. I expect a full apology. Who is the football fan in here?
Me.
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
And my
Ranging
daughter.
From grease in a tube to black patches. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going
to
sit over here and gloat while y'all listen to Emma Kelly's predictions in the car with Emma Kelly.
It's time for In the Car with Emma Kelly.
Hey, Emma Kelly. What? You know the Super Bowl is Sunday, right?
Why would I know that?
You know what the Super Bowl is? It's a football game. It's the one where they play the game and whoever wins is the world champion of football.
Yeah.
So do you have any idea who's playing?
I'm so excited.
Bruno Mars?
He is playing the halftime show. That's right. So you do know a little bit about it, right?
I have never,
I just guessed.
Well, that's right. He's playing the, he's singing. But the football players are going to be playing the game.
I know.
And you've got the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver something. Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win, the Seahawks or the Broncos?
Seahawks.
What do you like about the Seahawks?
I like the swim, and that involves the team.
Okay, that's a good logic there.
And I like hawks.
You like hawks? Why do you like hawks?
Because I like birds.
Yeah?
Okay.
Well, what about Denver Broncos?
I like Broncos.
You know what a Bronco is?
Yes.
What?
It's an animal.
What kind of animal?
A bull.
A bull?
Oh. A type of bull.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Crazy bull? So you'd rather go for the Seattle Seahawks over the Denver Crazy Bulls?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to predict what the score is going to be?
Ooh,
that's going to be good.
Write this down.
30.
And okay. How many does the losing team have, Denver?
19.
Okay, 30 to 19.
Not very many 19.
Seattle is your choice.
Lot. No.
Go Seahawks.
All right.
30 to 19.
I haven't seen 19 be put up in a while.
Well,
it'd be tough, but it could happen.
And your daughter, she thinks the Broncos a bull.
I wasn't going to correct her in the moment because I wasn't quite sure myself.
I love it. I like to see because I like to swim.
And I like birds.
I like birds. Yeah. Going with the Seahawks.
Why not?
Good a logic as any right there.
She doesn't care for bulls. Not crazy ones, at least.
That's bull.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. Every day it'll rain.
All morning long,
mm-hmm.
We've been taking calls, or Craddock bets, because Bruno Mars is performing at the halftime show, and we took the Vegas odds on what song would be the first song he would open up with.
All right.
We have two songs left. Both would net you pretty good money. Marry You, this song, 7-1 odds at $700, and we also have Gorilla, 10-1 odds for $1,000. We asked for two callers before the break.
We did.
We'll meet our first contestant, Edines Melendez. Shout out.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
Edines, you have... Am I saying your name right? I am right.
It's Edines.
Edines.
Accent Edines. On the last
Edines.
Edines. Lacey, Edines. Can you please put the accents on them so I don't mess up names?
Edines.
Edines. Can you please pick one of the two songs remaining?
Yes. I want to pick Marry You.
You're going to pick Marry You?
Yeah.
All right.
That's 7-1 odds right there. We'll put $100 down, and if you win, you'll get $700. Okay, Edines?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Good luck, babe.
Thanks.
Please watch the game. Hold on for us, and we'll get our second contestant on the line right now.
I'm not feeling good about Marry You, though.
Why not? What if he wants to copy Macklemore and marry a bunch of people?
That could be it.
Open it off with a bunch of marriages.
What if all the gay football players finally say this is our moment?
I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think that's
hilarious.
I don't think that's not going to happen there, Kelly Raspberry, but that'd be nice. Elizabeth Hardy, hello.
Hi.
You don't get to pick a song because you already have a song chosen for you.
I don't care. That was the one I was going to pick anyway.
Oh, wow.
How great. Okay. Honey, seriously. Gorilla? Yeah.
Oh, God.
There are going to be some halftime babies made.
Exactly.
In fact, call us if you conceive during the halftime show. That'll probably be a month or two down the road.
Yeah,
call us during conception.
You won't know. You won't know until you know.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, even if you don't win, I will come and lip-sync the song at your house, performance and everything.
Okay. We all heard it.
Yeah,
that's your consolation prize.
Yep, you're getting a full-on performance.
Okay, JC.
And if you live far away, I'll just video it and send it to you. So that's
No. Right. At her house.
Good luck, Elizabeth.
At her house.
$1,000 for her if Bruno opens it up with Gorilla.
She's probably hoping he doesn't open with that because she wants a private living room performance with you.
Yeah. Full on, Al. Al, you want to join me on that?
No. Oh, okay. That was your mouth that said that.
It's your consolation prize.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.